So I've been reading Marcus Aurelius' Meditations for quite a while now. It's something that I keep on going back to. And I suggest that anybody listening to this actually reads it. Doesn't take very long. It's not a very big book. But this is about a man who was the Roman Emperor back in 161 AD. So say 2,000 years ago, maybe 1,900 years ago, whatever. This guy, I mean, he ruled. He ruled the world, the known world at that time. And yet the things that he says, it's not a book, it's a journal. He writes a journal to himself throughout his life, throughout his kingship, about what he should change. This man who could have had anything, destroyed anybody, had any woman he wanted, any food he wanted, anything at all. This man lived like a god, but he was so humble. You can see it in his writings, you can see it in the history books. I mean, he was timeless. Just the things that his the virtues of self-control and humility and service to others, accepting what he can't change, all these things that he wrote in this book while being the man who could have anything. It's amazing. But I've read this book and have also read things in other books that even while I'm reading those books, thinking I'm learning something, they've pointed out parts that I need to stop looking. In other words, while I'm reading Meditations, he's actually writing about how I should stop reading Meditations and write my own story. And I think that's quite cool. It's in the Bible, and I always say it wrong. Ecclesiastes, Solomon, or whoever wrote it, but Solomon says, stop reading books, stop looking in the books. Like he basically tells you in the Bible, stop reading the Bible. But what they're saying is that. And what I tell everybody, I tell a lot of young people, never allow another man's truth to be your own. Problem is, I continually do that. I don't know if I allow another man's truth to be my own, but the problem is that I continue looking for truth in other person's opinions. So now I need to stop doing that. So I've been asking myself, what am I? And I've realized that no matter which way I look at it, no matter what perspective I look at it, all I am is a piece of meat, some breath, and my consciousness. That's it. And to tell you the truth, I've had enough of my endless reading and distractions by authors and the pulpit and opinions of others. I need to start acting like time's running out because it is. This flesh of mine, this meat, it's just a mix of blood and bones and tissues, and it's gonna fade. This breath that I breathe in and out, that's all it is. It's just air in and out. And my consciousness, I need to remember I'm not young anymore, and soon. It's gonna fade. I can't let my mind be controlled by every little whim or another man's truth. I'm starting to realize I need to stop whining about the now or fear what's next. Can't do anything about it. Everything that happens is a part of a grand plan. I can't tell you whose plan it is. I won't even try to. I've looked myself, but just realize that it's all part of a plan. Even what seems random is connected to the bigger picture. Everything's flowing from a source, and it's all for the source's benefit, which, by the way, includes all of us. So what's good for the source is good for me. It's good for you. The universe is just going to keep on going, thanks to all the changes, both big and small. We need to hold on to that idea and drop the rest. The craving of mine for more knowledge, it's really tricky, because I never learned when I was younger. I was ignorant. So I want to learn so much now, but it takes me down so many rabbit holes. I'll start off with Marcus Aurelius and what he was doing as an emperor, and then next thing I know, 20 minutes later, I'm reading some kind of conspiracy from the Roman Empire. So I've realized that this craving of knowledge, it's just gotta go. I just need to live my life, thankfully, and be in peace, not lost in books or the internet or debates. I need to stop procrastinating. I've been procrastinating all my life, and I need to realize the universe has given me so many chances, and I just keep missing them. I have to recognize where I fit in the big picture. And at the same time, I have to remember there's a clock ticking. If I don't clear out this mental fog, time's gonna pass, and so will I. Every moment I'm starting to realize I have to try to be my best self. Not just on Sundays, not just on Wednesdays, not just on whatever days. I have to try to do it every day. Every day I have to do the best to myself and to others. I have to do what's right with compassion and love and freedom and fairness. And I need to get rid of all the distractions of men. In the outside world, I have to live every moment as it's my last. No drama, no going against my own better judgment, no faking it, no fussing over what I've got or what I don't got. I have to look at how simple life can be, 'cause I've been given that. I've been shown how simple it can be. And I remember it, and I think about it often, but I don't think about it every moment of the day, and I have to change that. It can all be so simple. If I do these things, pray, and I hope that I'll find peace and the source of all of it, or the gods, or the God, whatever you prefer, will ask nothing more of me, I think, if I just realize how simple it is. It doesn't really matter. I mean, it all boils down to this. If I mess up, it's on me. It's not on anyone else. I'm missing out on giving myself the respect I deserve, my own inner respect. I have a very limited time here, and my time is ticking away. Tick, tick, tick. Instead of relying on others for happiness and acceptance and what they think and what they don't think, I need to find it within myself to only worry about what I can control, the best that I can do, to make my word my bond, and not to be distracted by what others portray as the real thing. Always distracted by the noise of the outside world. I need to stop and take moments. I need to learn something new, something meaningful from within my own self. But I've got to be careful. Can't swing the other way. I can't become that person who's always busy with my newfound meaning and step away from my goals of being a good person. Honestly, not knowing someone else's thoughts really makes me, it hardly ever makes me unhappy. I really don't care what anybody else thinks. And I'm not trying to sound like an ass there, it's just I don't care. The problem is that sometimes I don't care about my own thoughts within myself, and I've found that that's a recipe for my own misery. I need to learn from within myself first. I also need to remember, and I have to understand that the bigger picture exists, and I have to figure out what my role is in it. I have to do my best to understand myself and know how I fit into this vast universe. And I always have to remember no one is stopping me from living true to myself but myself. The only person that is holding you back is you. I know you'd like to say it's somebody else, but that's just your ego. It is you. Trust me, my friend. Theophrastus, who was a philosopher, once broke it down like this: the mistakes I make because of desire or wants are worse than those that I make out of anger. Think about it. Getting angry can happen in the heat of the moment. It's like a knee-jerk reaction. Somebody says something, you snap back at them. It's just knee-jerk. You don't want to do it. Sometimes you're thank or you're apologetic afterwards, but it usually just happens. Except for when we're chasing desires, and desires don't mean a sexual thing. It could mean sexual things or anything. When you're chasing desires or things that you want but don't necessarily need, that's more dangerous than snapping back at somebody. Because you have to remember it's a form of less control when you're acting out of pleasure, when you're acting out of need or wants. It's a moral choice. When you snap back at somebody, you don't think about it. It's knee jerk. You just snap back. But when you're thinking about doing something for your own personal desire or your own personal feeling and not thinking it out and not thinking what the repercussions may be, that's dangerous. Take that advice. It's all a perspective thing, really. But the idea is there's more blame when I know I'm doing wrong and still going for it than when I act out of quickness. I have to ask myself continually, if this was my last day on Earth, would I have acted differently? If I believe in a higher power, then leaving this world isn't scary because they've got my back. But if there aren't any gods and they're not watching me or caring, then what's the big deal of being myself? There is no big deal. But if being yourself means hurting others, it doesn't matter whether there's a heaven or a hell, you know inside your own mind and your own heart that it's wrong. Stop yourself. Personally, myself, I think there is something out there. Call it a they or a it or whatever you choose. And I believe firmly now that they've given me the tools to avoid the many pitfalls that still remain in my life. It won't be easy, but they've put them in front of me. And if I use them, if I use my own mind and my own heart to make my own decisions, then hopefully I'll be able to avoid them. I'll always be thankful for that. Everything else, like death or pain or even pride, ego, it affects everyone equally, regardless of being good or bad. Those things don't change who I am, so they're neither good nor bad by themselves. There really is no good or bad. There's only right choices and wrong choices. That's all it is. No one's truly evil or truly the best. You know, it's all about personal choice. Pray that we'll all see that eventually. It's kind of crazy because I sit here and it's wild to think how quickly things fade, whether it's physical or just my memories. Everything seems to have an expiration date. When I really look at the things I crave, or desire, or fear, or want to be even remembered for after I'm gone, they all seem trivial when I take a step back. None of it really matters. Obviously, right choices matter, but I'm not really leaving anything behind, except for memories. Just like others have left memories for me, and I cherish them, but I'm not leaving much more. I mean, it's all in our perspective, right? We should all think critically and carefully about who decides what is considered significant or important in life. Decide for yourself what is significant and important in life and in death. We should never allow another man's truth to be their own, or be our own, sorry. I say that continually. I believe I'm the one that created that quote. I've looked for it for years now, and I have not found anybody else that seems either to resemble it. So if I am truly the man who created the quote, "Never allow another man's truth to be your own," that's phenomenal that I was given that kind of knowledge and wisdom to put something like that out there. But the problem is, I'm a hypocrite because I don't live by it myself. I'd like to think that I do, but I do not. So, like I said, it's all about our own perspective. When it all boils down to it, it's your perspective. Nobody else's matters. We should all think critically and carefully about that. Because in the end, it's all just temporary. It's just temporary. It's temporary existence in chaos. And even with death, if I break it down and strip away the drama, it's just a natural process. It's a part of the life cycle. Getting scared of it is like being afraid of growing up. It's just a phase of our existence. Everything grows and everything withers. One of my favorite philosophers, Epicurus, once said, "Death does not concern us, because long as we exist, death is not here. And once it does come, we are no longer here." In other words, you can fear it all you want. It's gonna come either way. And after you go, you're most likely not gonna remember that you were fearing it the whole time. Move on. There's something sad but also kind of funny about how we're always poking our nose into everything, trying to figure out what everyone else is thinking and what's hidden below the surface. Why should I always go through all that when I've got this inner voice, my own guide, my own gift from above, my own intuition right inside of me, telling me what I should feel, helping me decide what I know is right and what I know is wrong? But instead, like many, many others, I worry about what others think. I need to stop that. I need to listen to myself, my own heart, my own mind, my own feelings, if you want to put it that lightly. I need to respect that voice inside me, keeping it clear from the drama and the negative vibes of the people and the things around me. I have to recognize the beauty and what life and fate brings my way and show love for my fellow humans, flaws and all, and that's it. Some folks may be lost, not knowing right from wrong, but that's just another reason for me to be understanding. No one's perfect, especially me. I have to slow down and realize that everyone has their own problems, and it is in my best interest to do everything I can to help them, but not persuade them to believe my being, but to believe in their own. I have to say to myself, imagine that you had 3,000 years to live, or even 10 times that. I would have to remember that life, the life I'm living right now, is the only one I truly have. Whether it's a century or an eternity, the experience will always feel the same. I can't lose my past or my future, since I never really own them. Life's patterns repeat themselves endlessly. Whether I live long or short, I only have right now. I need to get this. Everything is about my own perspective. But I also have to understand that it means I have to grasp the truth within it. My mind can do some self-harm in many ways. I feel bitter about the universe or the events separates me from the grand scheme of things. If I harbor anger or aim to hurt someone, I'm doing my soul no favors whatsoever. If I'm letting pleasure or pain control me, it's not a great move. Not a great move for anyone. Don't let that control you. Being fake or acting without sincerity, it's damaging, so damaging to yourself and those around you. But most importantly, to yourself. Do not be fake to yourself. Doing things without a clear goal, even the tiniest things, isn't the best use of my time or energy. I have to stop doing that. I have to stop wasting little moments on things that aren't showing me or giving me any kind of satisfaction. I have to always strive from this moment forward to be purposeful. My goal should be, as a thinking being, to live rationally and with compassion. Life is so fleeting. My time on earth is but a speck. The physical world is always changing, and my perception of it all is not sharp. This old body of mine, it won't last forever. My soul, it's like a storm, always shifting, always changing, always going in one direction and then the next. Predicting the rest of my life is impossible, and my happiness is super unpredictable. But I still have the lessons that I've learned either through my mistakes or my winnings, and I need to focus on this and this alone. Everything's physical, and everything physical and everything material flows, changes, and will eventually end. You, me, trees, plants, our animals, everything, your car, everything will come to an end phase. Do not fear it, accept it, understand it. All of my experiences have just been short-lived dreams. Life is and always will be a challenge for me, just like it will be for you. But it's really just a brief stopover, and what comes and goes is going to be quickly forgotten. I have to ask myself, what's going to guide me from this point forward? Just one thing, my own philosophy. It's all about me staying true. True to myself, true to my friends and my family. Undamaged, understanding of my decisions that will lead to both pain and pleasure. And living sincerely without relying on others. I have to accept whatever life throws at me, knowing it's part of the bigger picture. And when it comes to my end, I have to welcome it. Because in reality, all it is the universe reshuffling its cards. And if the universe does it, it's natural, and there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes I sit here and I wonder, has it all happened before? Will it all happen again? I'll just have to wait for the answer. I love you all.